Thank you very much for this very unique and very interesting presentation. And dear ladies and gentlemen, I think we have heard four very interesting, very impressive, and very useful lectures and presentations. And now I would like to open the floor for questions and comments for discussion. So questions and comments are invited. When you are thinking about the questions, I would like to express my pleasure that Professor Jolánkai highlighted that the sustainability can be evaluated or should be evaluated not only in environmentally point of view, but economic point of view as well. So as agricultural economist, I'm convinced that both factors should take into consideration together, because the economic viability is very important when we try to evaluate the food production, the agricultural activity. So, questions, comments, remarks? Yes.
I would like to say one question for my Finnish colleague, because 3 weeks ago I has been in Finland, in Jämt University, and they showed me one kind of milk. That milk was produced from cows, which are milked during dark time, and with production with melatonin. That melatonin for elderly people is like drug for sleeping pills. Maybe you are familiar with that investigations. How much of that melatonin consists in that milk?
I know that this melatonin milk is produced in Finland, but not very much, and I do not know the content of melatonin, but exactly, but I have heard that it is very little. So if you take melatonin pills, it is something totally different than drinking the milk. You have to drink the milk very much, so it is more or less homeopathic, I have understood.
Thank you very much. Further questions, comments? Okay, I would have another, or I would have a question to Raimond. You mentioned that the Alexandra Stolginska University provides whole study programs in English for international students. I would like to ask whether how do you qualify the students, the incoming students, especially in terms of their English knowledge?
Because from this year at my university starts studies with these black men from Kenya, from Cameroon, I thought we have not enough teachers who can talk in English, but that problem was solved very easily. Some of these people even talk in Russia, but in Russian language our teachers, especially who is in the middle age, they can speak very easily, and the lectures usually are very continuously. But I saw when they arrived at first, they have one man who is in good English knowledges. He translated to the rest of the students group, and now the knowledge of all group of students increased, and they have questions directly for teachers by themselves.
Thank you. Other questions, comments? Please don't hesitate to ask. Again.
About wildlife in urban areas. As I saw you, we are talking about these wild pigs. We have the same problem in my country, and about dairies. Do you have any problems with dairies at your country? With dairies, you know, with big animals, 400 kilos about. When you meet on the road, the problem with your car.
Sometimes in the north border in Hungary, so there is no coast conflicts in Hungary, but coast conflicts in the Carpathian Basin, for example, in Transylvania, in Brasov, or in Slovakia, in the north part of the Carpathian Basin, caused a problem inside in the cities.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, if there isn't any more questions, comments or remarks, I would like to thank you again for our keynote speakers for their very excellent and very impressive lectures and presentations. Thank you very much. Thank you very much for this discussion. And now I would like to review the next programs of this conference. First of all, now we are going to have lunch in the restaurant of the faculty, which is in the student hostel building, approximately 100 meters far from here. After lunch, you will be able to attend at the opening of poster presentations in the student hostel lunch in the same building where the lunch will be. At 2 p.m., 2 o'clock, parallel session meetings will begin. All session meetings will be in this building, near to this auditorium. And when the scientific discussion finish, the secretary of the meetings secretaries of the meetings are going to guide you to find the village museum, where the cultural program will take place. There you will be able to see the history of farming and the local folk traditions presented and explained by local experts. At the same time, you will be able to taste some traditional homemade drinks and cookies during the performance. Then we will come back to the restaurant of the faculty where the reception dinner will take place. Tomorrow morning, those guests who have already registered for the visit of the opening on the first day of agricultural exhibition and show, they can take the minibus in front of the student hostel at 8:30. So 8:30. The coordinator, as well as the hostess of this program, will be Dr. Tímea Sülizakar. Please look for Tímea tomorrow morning, and she will help you in the organization of this program. So, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for your kind attention and attention. Enjoy your lunch and the further programs of this conference. Have a nice day, have a nice stay in Hódmezővásárhely. Thank you very much.